This is Montana Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Edward O'Brien with Montana Morning News. Funeral services are scheduled for Thursday for Gene Turnage, the former Chief Justice of the Montana Supreme Court. Lloyd Turnage says his father died of natural causes Sunday morning at St. Luke Extended Care in Ronan. He was 89. Turnage was born in St. Ignatius and began his career in public service in 1952 as Lake County Attorney. He was in private practice and served 22 years in the legislature. He was Senate President during the 1981 session. Turnage was elected to the Supreme Court in 1984 and served 2 8-year terms before retiring. He's survived by his wife, Eula May, their children, Lloyd and Pat, along with 3 grandchildren and 3 great-grandchildren. His funeral is scheduled for 1 p.m. Thursday at Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Polson, followed by a graveside service with military honors at Lakeview Cemetery. Investigators say a fire that destroyed the main building of a furniture and flooring store in Columbia Falls may have been intentionally set. Flathead County Sheriff Chuck Curry tells the Flathead Beacon the initial investigation points to arson in the fire that destroyed Melby's home interiors early Sunday morning. When firefighters arrived, the blaze was already into the attic of the structure and it spread throughout the building. The main building is a total loss, but there were no injuries. Melby's is the oldest furniture and flooring store in Columbia Falls. A lawyer for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service says a federal judge in Utah went too far when he struck down protections for prairie dogs found only in that state. Attorney Anna Katselis is asking the 10th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Denver to overturn the decision and restore protection for the Utah prairie dog under the Endangered Species Act. Jonathan Wood, an attorney for residents who challenged the prairie dog rules, argued yesterday that the federal government has no constitutional authority to protect a species found only in one state. Activists say the lower court's ruling could undermine the Endangered Species Act. The arguments before the appeals court focus only on the legal merits of the lower court decision. The appeals court did not say when it would rule. A recent audit by the Veterans Benefits Administration has found there have been improvements in the accuracy of how claims are reviewed at the VA Regional Benefit Office at Fort Harrison. The Great Falls Tribune reports the audit found the agency was accurately processing the 3 types of disability claims reviewed, but that 3% of claims contained errors that prompted $2,400 in improper payments. Higher speed limits and new sex offender requirements are among the 165 new laws that will take effect Thursday in Montana. Sexual and violent offenders will be required to provide all email addresses and social media screen names for the state registry. Other changes include 80-mile-per-hour speed limits in most of Montana and newly required chickenpox vaccinations in public schools. A Montana City meat processor is suing the Montana Department of Livestock over what he says was an illegal search of his property in 2013. Gary Wheelock of Montana City Meat says he was arrested after he called police to report that agents were on his property. State livestock officials declined comment. Investigators say they found flies and maggots at Wheelock's plant. Wildlife officials say the elderly woman who was seriously injured by a black bear was attacked inside her home west of Kalispell. Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Park spokesman John Fraley tells the Flathead Beacon that bears in the area had been extensively fed with bird feed and other items. He declined to say who was feeding the bears or if they might face charges. It is illegal to provide supplemental feed to deer, elk, bears, or mountain lions. Fraley says Sunday's attack is still being investigated. He says they do not know how the bear got into the woman's home, but that it left through a window. Wardens are now trying to trap the bear. Fraley called the attack severe. The woman remains hospitalized. Thanks a lot for listening. For Montana Headline News, I'm Edward O'Brien.